What's up, good people? Welcome back to the Contractor Secrets Podcast. So I want to talk to those of you that feel stuck in your business, and there's a reason why you feel that way, and it's because you are not making decisions quick enough. I can't tell you how many individuals that I've coached where I feel like if they just made a decision, it doesn't have to be the decision, right? It doesn't have to be the decision of hiring a marketing company or hiring a marketing agency or hiring employees, right? It just needs to be make a decision. So rule number one of a growth-minded leader in a business is the ability to make decisions, but make them frequently and consistently, because I want you to catch this. Decision-making is a skill. Now, here's the deal. When you quit your job, your 9-to-5, or you even maybe even quit your boss because you just didn't like how you were treated, that was the biggest business decision you will ever make, right? Going out to the unknown, into the wilderness, into the ocean without a safety net, life jacket, boat. You just took the plunge in hopes for a better land, right? The Christopher Columbus strategy, right? Seeking a better opportunity, seeking a better life, right? And when you did that, the risk level was so high. If I had to give it a grade, I'd say it was risk level 100, okay? Because it was just unknown. You didn't know how to own and operate a business. You just had a skill set, or maybe you just had an idea and you decided to act on it. First, I want to commend those of you that have made that decision with dependents, with kids, with maybe medical bills and issues that you had that made the decision to quit your safe job a lot harder than it even was for me, right? I was a single 22-year-old with not much to lose, and even letting go of the opportunity I had was risky. But I want to tell you something. You have to build off of that, right? So there's a lot of momentum in business that sometimes gets overlooked, right? So I'll give you an example. Here's a momentum example that I utilize to this day. Now, I want to first help you understand why momentum is important, because momentum gives you extra energy, right? That you didn't have to work for. It is energy built on top of energy, right? So it's compound energy that you didn't have to create, right? And you utilize the leverage of momentum to make decisions that on a one-to-one basis are uncomfortable, like hiring someone new in your business. This is a risky decision. But for me, I utilize momentum every single time. And let me explain kind of how that works. So for example, if I'm in a streak of maybe selling 2, 3, 4 jobs, and I can tell that we're building up a pipeline worth of work, that's when I make the hire, right? That's when I make the decision, because I'm utilizing the momentum and I'm utilizing the newfound confidence that I'll be able to keep someone busy throughout the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, right? And bringing on someone to do an interview during that time is the most effective way to hire, because first of all, I don't need you, right? Second of all, you are adding to what we already have. Third of all, I don't have the pressure of bringing you on, because again, you aren't a need-based hire. You are a supplement. I'm preparing for growth. Here's one of the main reasons why you haven't hired someone, or maybe you're apprehensive. Simply put, it's because you don't have the jobs. If you had the jobs, then of course it would be easy for you to hire, right? So having awareness of why you're not making the hiring decision is simply positioning yourself and your decision-making in a way that strategically allows you to get to the end goal. Let me explain. If I know that when I hire someone, I want to have work, the first focus should be to find work. Now, you might hear me say this a lot in the Business Breakthrough, because the formula is simple. Find the leads, sell the jobs, hire the employee, produce the work, rinse and repeat. Okay, that is the business in a nutshell. Find the leads, sell the job, hire the employee, complete the work, rinse and repeat. Now, if you understand that concept and you know what the end goal is, which is rendering a service that generates income that you can obviously allocate to the different areas that I outlined for you, and of course, pocket some, that's the profit, then you're creating an enterprise. And I want you to understand that anyone is capable of doing this. And what is the difference between those that do it consistently and those that just find themselves stuck in a rut is those that do it consistently don't do it all, right? And you're in a position where you have to do it all, or at least you think you have to do it all, because you haven't made the decision to do something uncomfortable, which in some cases is signing up for a training program, purchasing a course or some sort of paid resource that'll teach you how to generate leads, hiring a coach. Maybe you think you know it all, or you don't think that a coach can impact your decision making, which is crazy because every professional athlete that I know has a coach. I don't know about you, but I know that every professional athlete has a coach, and chances are a coach is going to identify and highlight your blind spots. Maybe it's not buying or going into business with a marketing agency. Maybe you think you can generate your own leads, or you're pounding your chest and saying, I get all my business from word of mouth. Well, guess what? Right now, word of mouth is working for you and you're thinking that you're winning, but you could be utilizing the momentum that word of mouth is giving you to activate paid leads and not have the pressure of paid leads working right away and letting that take its course, because paid lead campaigns do take time to warm up an audience on Facebook or warm up an audience on Google before you actually see results. One mistake you'll make is waiting. And this is, again, this is the opposite of utilizing momentum in your decision making. One of the mistakes you're going to make is making a decision in a position of scarcity, right? So this is going to happen in business. There's ebbs and there's flows. It's happened to me every year I've been in business. There's been dry times and there's been high times. And for me, I recognize when the dry time is coming. So in the high times, I'm operating in a manner that is well above the par, right? So again, I'll give you another example. When January comes around, if I need to, I'm out doing estimates, or we're closing on the spot, or we're getting a little creative with pricing, or we're doubling down on marketing, or we're creating a new video to get people excited to give to our marketing agency to create new opportunities. We are reaching out to old customers. We are blasting and campaigning leads. We are doing so much because we understand during this time period, there's a little bit of a dry time. And for me as a business owner, I think one of the best things a business owner has is vision. And your problem is you're so stuck doing the work that it leaves very little opportunity for you to have vision. And when I think of vision, obviously it's forward thinking. It is the vision of your company. It is the ability for you to have foresight into what to expect. One of my favorite quotes of Wayne Gretzky, he's a great hockey player. It was his skill set wasn't so much identifying where the puck, you know, obviously that little thing that they kick around on the ice, wasn't where the puck was, as his gift was the ability to identify where the puck was going. And I think that's a strategy that's called anticipation. But here's the deal. If you don't have the skill set of decision-making fast, then when you anticipate something, you're just hesitant of everything, right? You're so afraid to take a risk. You're so afraid to lose money. You're so afraid to lose this opportunity. Well, let me make it clear to you. If you're in business, you have a very little chance of success anyway. You're already in the casino, right? And if you go to a casino and you don't gamble, you're wasting your time, because the whole purpose of a casino is to gamble. It's to try to go up, right? It's to try to make money. But the cool thing is, in business, you're not playing against the house. You're playing against yourself, because the risk takers in business win either way. Here's the mistake that you might think. And the mistake is that you may think that there's some loss involved in business. The loss is taking no action. The loss is taking no risk. The loss is starting a business and then playing safe because you're afraid that you might lose the opportunity to be your own boss again. It's playing small. That is the failure. The winning business owners understand that risk taking is literally a qualification to be in business. Consistent risk taking. It is risky. You must take risks. This is not optional. And the thing about it is maybe it's you don't know how to take risks, or you don't know what to take risks on. Well, the basic form of risk, the most minimal form of risk that anyone can do is hiring someone. Now, you might say, Tanner, I don't have the work to keep someone busy. I'm worried that if I hire them, they won't have work. I need to inform you of something that happens when you hire somebody and they look you right in the eye and you look at them and say, I want you to join my team and I'm going to make sure you have the hours that you need to feed your family. Something is going to activate in you that you currently don't have. And that is the molecule of accountability. Okay. Accountability is one of the strongest forces that I've ever experienced when it comes to motivating me, when I know that people are counting on me. When I married my beautiful wife, my level of work ethic went from level 10 to level 40, right? It increased dramatically because now I have someone counting on me. I have a dependent and I want to make her proud. Then when I had children, it was game over. I locked into a different channel, the channel that you see every day, the ability to do these podcasts, this coaching, run drip jobs, run premium painting. I'm going for it all, okay? And that's the mindset of someone that has people counting on them. I've had people counting on me my whole life. So for me, I utilize accountability as if it's the secret sauce for me to do things that at first glance, it may not seem I'm capable of, but the fact that other people are relying on me to achieve the goals that I set forth for myself. That's all I need. So when I have an employee looking at me or counting on me for that paycheck every week, there's nothing that's going to stop me from getting that paycheck for them. I work for them now, as opposed to you working for yourself. If you're a single owner operator, maybe you have a part-time employee, maybe you have a couple people helping you. That's a lot different than when someone works for you every single day, wears the cute shirt, puts on the hat, and is helping build your dream. My mindset is I work for my employees. I've always been that way because the goal here is for me to help them get what they want. Ultimately, by default, this is a natural law. They will help me get what I want. And the thing about it is this all starts with your ability to make decisions and make them confidently. You do not lose when you make a decision that is risky in your business. You just learn. And that's the beautiful thing. For me, I had to hire a couple marketing agencies and drip jobs because this is a field that I was not all too familiar with. This is the software business. This is a different ball game. I had to waste money. I had to go through the process of failure. I had to go through the process of being let down to ultimately be able to identify when the right opportunity came. And this is just such a beautiful part of life. This is prevalent in any area of life, right? If you view life as a growing and learning journey, it will be a growing and learning journey. If you view business as a growing and learning journey, guess what it'll be? A growing and it'll be a learning journey. Now, here's the deal. If you view business as this risky, if you view it as a detriment to your life, if you view it as this big stressful thing, guess what it'll be? Stressful. It'll be a detriment and it won't serve you. So for me, I look at business as a growing learning journey. It is the greatest spiritual challenge that you will ever have in your life. It is the act of faith in all decision making because nothing is guaranteed in business. You might run a marketing campaign and that marketing campaign might not work and you might not get leads. And the first reaction is to blame everyone else. But the true reaction of a leader is to self-reflect. Did I vet this company properly? Did I do my part on the call to action that they had asked me to do to get a proper launch going? Did I support them with the right videos, photos? Did I take any action on putting together a good video for them to put out to the world, right? So again, not only is accountability great when it comes to utilizing other people as your motivation, but sometimes it's important to have some self-accountability and to be your best motivator. So ultimately, the business game is not comparing to anyone else. For me, the moment I start to get depressed or have anxiety or start to stress is when I'm comparing myself to other businesses, other business owners. Now, there was a time early on in my business where I actually Googled a few painting companies early on. And I remember watching this company. They were out of Tampa, very good company. And I remember the business owner was sitting in a really nice office, and he was actually doing a video like this. He was, you know, he was presenting his company. It was a professionally done video. He was like, I'm so-and-so with so-and-so painting. He had images and videos of his team. I remember this is probably the first few weeks of me starting my business. I remember watching that thinking, I'll never get there. I mean, that's next level. I can't see myself being who that is. They're so professional. They've made it. They're hitting a stride that I just can't see myself hitting. And that was such a demoralizing thought that thankfully I had the self-awareness, and I've coached myself in motivation. I listened to positive things and I know better. But in that moment, I remember feeling sorry for myself. And you might be listening to stories or seeing success on social media. You might be seeing people do things that you might think aren't possible. But I want you to understand something. One of the greatest things in business is that you are your own competition. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. You make your decisions. You focus on those decisions. You take action. You don't apologize for making the wrong decision. And you give your all every single day. And you will find that the person that you are now is 10 times more advanced than the person you were yesterday. And it's an every single day thing. Even if you just do one little thing each and every day better than you did the day before, that will add up to a tremendous victory. My challenge to you listening to this podcast is to make decisions that are uncomfortable every single day, whether that could be for your own personal development, whether that could be starting a new gym routine. Maybe that's eating healthier or saying affirmations or reading the Bible with your family or doing something that seems a little uncomfortable personally. That is going to translate into your business because it's going to be natural. You want to live in the realm of uncomfort. You want uncomfort to be a place that you're all too familiar with. Uncomfort is my arena. That's where I live. That's where I operate out of. I love uncertainty because I thrive in uncertainty. I love it. It's a place where I know that I can operate effectively in the place of uncertainty. One of the wonderful blessings is that you can activate your creativity, which is a God-given gift that will give to you endless riches and opportunity. But if you are operating in a place of certainty, playing it safe, not quite sure, just kind of letting the day happen to you, you can't activate creativity. Creativity is the key to riches, opportunity, growth, scaling, all the things that when you look into the future and you think of who this business is going to benefit, you need to operate in a place of uncertainty. So for me, my suggestion to you, my challenge to you listening to this podcast is to do something uncomfortable on a daily basis. Spend the money, risk the money. You'll be all right. And if you ever want to jump on a free coaching session with me, we'll talk about it. I love this stuff. It'd be my pleasure to talk to you about your business, to see what you're thinking and to bounce some ideas off of you that may help you hit your stride. Because again, business has been such a blessing to me, my family, and I want to share that with as many people as possible. I want you to know this. I know it's hard. Okay. I get it. I know it's hard, but it's worth it. It's worth it. There's some wins that just make it worth it. And I want you to stick with it. So if you're thinking about quitting, contemplating, working for someone else, going back to the 9-to-5, feeling distressed, depressed, having anxiety, I want you to know you're not alone. You need to join a community. There's three things every contractor needs to be successful. Number one, you need a marketing agency. You need someone to help you get the leads. Okay, you need leads. It's not an option. If you're not spending money on marketing, you're going to lose the game. I hate to admit it, but you're going to lose the game. I have a couple links below in the description that you can use to find vetted marketing agencies that are there to help you. Number two, you need a coaching program. You need somebody to hold you accountable. You need a structured path to get from point A to point B. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Okay. If you came to me and I said, hey, if you give me $5,000, I'll give you every piece of information that you need to scale your business to $1 million. Would you do it? And in your brain, if you're thinking, no, I wouldn't do that, then you're going to spend more than $5,000 trying to figure it out. Okay. I mean, think about all the money and time you're going to lose simply just by making mistakes. Unfortunately, that's not quantified early on in the short term, but over time it is. spend the money. Then you need a CRM. You need a software. If you're listening to this and you're not using DripJobs, I personally want to know why. Is it because you think that $147 is too much to spend on a software? Is it because the software you're using right now serves your needs, which is great? Or because you're just apprehensive because you feel like everyone's taking advantage of you and I must be a scam? It has to be one of the three reasons. Or you're just lazy, which I don't think is the case because you're listening to a podcast. But the reality is you need a great software. That is the central hub of truth for your business. We hear it all the time. DripJobs is too expensive. Well, what's really expensive is not having DripJobs, which again, it's very hard to quantify. So it's important for you to do your research, do a demo with us, and learn why DripJobs costs what it costs. To me, most people tell us that we're charging too little for it. I haven't changed the price since we started the software, right? Because the more people that sign up, the more features we can create, the more we can spend on development and optimizing the system. So grab it, use it, and I put my name on it. I guarantee you'll love it, right? So those are the three things you need. You need a marketing agency. You need a coach to hold you accountable. You need a great software. Those are the three tangible things. But let me tell you one last thing. The intangible thing that you're going to need is a mindset of being okay in uncertainty and making strong decisions when everything around you looks crazy. In chaos, can you be the leader to make the tough decisions? Right now in your business, what decision have you been apprehensive of? Make the decision. You won't lose. There's no losing when you make a tough decision. So I hope that helps you. Thank you for listening to the Contractor Secrets Podcast. I'll catch you on the next one. If you want to do a business breakthrough, there's a link below in the description.